This is Gary Johnson then, pre-Tranmere at home. Gary, how pleased were you with, I suppose, the resilience and also how clinical you were on the counter on Tuesday night in terms of that good signs going forward?
Yeah, I think there's some positives you can take out of the game, but I didn't really want to go over the top on the day because, you know, the lads have got to know when I'm pleased with a performance and when I'm not pleased, so that at least when I am pleased, they know I'm telling the truth and I'm not just trying to pull the wool over their eyes. So I felt the positives were, of course, we've gone there and scored two good goals away from home. We've drawn with the top of the league, I suppose. But also we broke a couple of records of Woking's home wins. And also that was the first points, I think, that Forest Green have dropped. So we know that our organisation is good enough to compete with these teams if we're not Barcelona on the day. Do you know what I mean? So, or should I say Bayern Munich? After them five goals, but so we got to be honest with each other, and I'm listening to all the reports that you boys have put in as well, the videos that you've done with the players, and I'm pleased that they know that, you know, it was not our best game that we could have performed, but we haven't really lost any ground, so that's another little positive. And we'll be talking about that this morning. We'll watch the video and work out why we didn't do more in the game. We didn't have enough effective football on the day. Because you look at when we did open up and we did get our midfielders running into the box. And what a great bit of ability that was from Munsey to find Pelly. And then, you know, if that was Suarez or somebody, Pelly's goal, they'd be showing it for ages. You know, it was a great touch and a great finish. And he knows that he needs to get into them positions more to be more effective in the game. So some of them are still learning about their own games and how I can get more out of them. Because they're all players, but we've got to keep getting more out of them. And that's why I keep saying I think we'll get better as we go on, because they do want to learn and they do understand what I'm trying to give them. And that's an effective game. Sorry if that was a long answer to to a question, but I felt I needed to spit that out.
No, I've just had more time to think about my next question, which is always good.
No pressure.
Is Tranmere at home after those two really important away games against a side who came down from the Football League with you at the end of last season? Is that a good game, if you like, to focus the mind now? Because obviously that local derby especially has been on the horizon for so long.
Yeah, I think that's sort of out the way now. There was a lot of expectancy going into that game and a lot of thought, i.e. supporters, etc. But and by the way, we should say how magnificent the supporters were on that day. That was fantastic to see that bank of 500 or so Cheltenham fans and some others that have infiltrated other parts of the ground. It was great that they were there, and if we can get it going and the players can entertain and we can win games and get near the top, then hopefully supporters will join us and get going. You know, we looked to have good support, and I was really, really pleased with that. Tranmere, to go back to your question, is your next game anyway, and they're a decent team. I don't think they've lost in six games. They've been drawing quite a lot, so Paul Coopmans might be a draw on the Coopmans, but neither us nor Tranmere want that, and we know that they've got some strength, but we've got to turn up on the day. We're at home. We've got good home form at this moment in time. And with the support of our new band of fans, hopefully, we can move on to the top of the league so that we can start singing every week we are top of the league.
Are Tranmere ever a side that you've compared yourselves against this season in terms of your progress and how you've reacted to coming down to this level?
I always look to see where they are in the league. We're not necessarily comparing ourselves with them because we're both at the level we're playing at right this minute. But what we do know is that because of their undefeated little run, they've got themselves within a few points now of the playoff spots. And If they were to beat us, they'd only be a couple of points away from us. So we got to make sure that you know, we keep them at a distance if we can, points wise. You know, hopefully it is about us. We got to turn up on the day. We got to go and make things happen. We got to bring out that effective game. And if we do, then there won't be many sides get too near us.
And looking at their threats, Andy Mangan and James Norwood, I think joint top scorers for them, 3 goals apiece. Mm. And both quite short players, nippy players, and always trying to just gain an advantage any way they can.
Yeah, they're 2 good players, and they're clever players. I think they played together before, maybe Forest Green or somewhere, I think. But yeah, they're clever players, and you've got to make sure that you know, you're attacking them and you're not under pressure from their attacks. But they've also obviously got Nathan Blissett in there. I think he played the first half, came off for the second half. So they've got some threats, but every team in this league have got some threats. And we've got to make sure we alleviate those threats and make sure that we're a threat ourselves.
And how much do you feel that you're turning Waddon Road into a fortress, if you like, now? Because there's that little bit of home momentum, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a good amount of momentum, I think, because we've come back in games. You know, we've had a few play dead, and then we've come alive again and got going. So the fortress, I'm not sure it's always good to describe it like that. That means that you're winning games, and you're certainly not shrinking violets. You know, we want to win our home games, and we want to entertain our home public if we can. And I think they've had their money's worth so far at the World of Smile Stadium, Waddon Road, and we want to keep that going. We want to keep that going because the boys really enjoy the home atmospheres. When of course when you're winning and when it's going well, and the club does look pretty strong when that happens.
Injuries? How's the squad? Everyone all right after Tuesday?
Yeah, they are. I mean, obviously Harry's suspended for this weekend, but yeah, everybody else is okay, and you know, we've got one place that we have to look at. If I don't rest a couple and bring in a couple of others, so it's I've left that open as I always do, a bit ambiguous. Sorry about that, but it's just one person not available to us.
And I suppose having been in and out, the likes of Acer and Billy looking to get back in again.
Yeah, they are. Vaughan, Acer, Billy. Yeah, they'll be buzzing this morning knowing that there's a place available. That's good for competition. So we'll see how it all pans out for them.
Thank you. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
You've played that sort of three-man midfield in the two away games rather than have the sort of floating forward. Is that something that you maybe go back to at home?
It's an option for us, that's for sure, because Billy can give us that option. You've got 2 midfielders that can give you an option, and I've got to bring a 5th sub onto the bench, which might be interesting. We'll have to wait and see who's available for that and who can do that. Yeah, they'll all just have to, you know, wait and see what tactic we actually play on the day. I mean, Tranmere have been 4-4-2 over the last few games, and so we'll have to see what we think will cause them a problem.
This is a chance where you do get to show that strength in depth that you've alluded to, because you've got 3 sort of ready-made options in Roey, Acer and Billy to come in.
Yeah, well, it's great to just look at your bench and know that you've got 3 substitutes that could all change a game. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for them, we went 2-1 up at Forest Green after 78-80 minutes. And at that point, you can't really change much because the others have got you in the lead and they're out there, and only for them to score, you know, 10 minutes later. So very difficult to use your subs that can be effective. So we couldn't do that. But normally I would use my substitutes in any way that I can.
You alluded to listening to Harry and Amari speak after the game, and they both said pretty much the same thing about how they hadn't maybe reached your standards. Is that something that you like hearing, that